Scatters Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Treating COVID with plain old vitamin D. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD, cardiac surgeon. Well, I might have needed your services last night, that game.
Yeah, it was a heck of a football game and a heck of a thing, but you sort of get used to Russell Wilson pulling these things out like that all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about vitamin D. Now, was this part of the treatment that Donald Trump got?
Yeah, it was part of the treatment Donald Trump got. He did get vitamin D. And actually, the thing is, I take vitamin D, and I've been taking it for years, and it's actually gotten to be difficult to get your hands on because a lot of people have been taking it. So there was a study that came out, sort of a small study, but it was actually a pretty important study that just recently came out that showed that hospitalized patients, and that's the key, it's not outpatients, it's hospitalized patients that were being treated for COVID-19 were less likely to have life-threatening complications if they had adequate vitamin D levels. Now, one of the things that's important about that is that we get vitamin D usually from the sun, or we can get it from some dietary sources, or else we have to take a supplement. And actually, people in the Seattle area and the Pacific Northwest in general tend to have below normal vitamin D levels because we don't get adequate sun exposure here. And so when we check vitamin D levels on people randomly, they're usually below normal. So we always recommend that people should be taking vitamin D. And I take a pretty substantial dose of vitamin D every day because of this. I think it's really important and there's a lot of benefits to it. Well, here's one as it applies to COVID-19, that in fact, if you get an infection severe enough to end up hospitalized, that actually having an appropriate vitamin D level can reduce the likelihood of you getting very sick. Now, this isn't completely new. We actually know of studies in the past that have shown the same thing for influenza as well. So it's yet another benefit of vitamin D.
Now, in terms of the president's treatment, I mean, he looked good in that speech at the White House over the weekend. He said after his recovery that this is the way everyone should be treated. Is that, in fact, what's going to happen using this combination of remdesivir and dexamethasone and vitamin D?
So Donald Trump sort of falls into the trap that a lot of patients do, right? When somebody's sick and they get better, they say, well, I got X, Y, and Z therapy and I got better. Therefore, that's how everyone should be treated. But it doesn't really work that way. And in fact, if we were to publish this, we would call it a case study. It's just an N of one, meaning that it was one person who got treated this way and did well. Now, what he's been touting is this Regeneron antiviral cocktail, which contains two different monoclonal antibodies. And monoclonal antibodies are essentially laboratory engineered proteins that act like the actual infection fighters your body would otherwise produce after being exposed to the coronavirus. Or it would be similar to taking an effective vaccine and it mimics those aspects of the vaccine. You know, Regeneron's a good company. This is all scientifically based. They put a lot of time, effort, and money into this, and they're in a clinical trial. And I think it's very likely that it's going to prove to have some benefit. And their initial data suggests that it does. However, on a compassionate use basis, the president was able to request the drug. He got treated and he got better. But the thing is, as we talked about before, he sort of got the kitchen sink thrown at him, right? He got the Regeneron cocktail. Mm-hmm. He got dexamethasone. He got remdesivir. He got famotidine or Pepcid. He got vitamin D. He pretty much got everything. So when that happens, you take sort of a shotgun approach. It's sort of difficult to know what is the thing, if there was a single thing that actually made the difference, or is it the entire cocktail? And again, even that is difficult to know because, you know, we don't really know the severity of his illness. You know, he was sick. It was clear. You could tell by looking at him in his first video that he published online, but he's also gotten better. And that's also clear from looking at him. And, you know, his doctors have cleared him. And so, but whether or not this single Regeneron drug was the key to his success is, you know, it's just not known.
Well, I mean, you may be right there, but what I'm saying is whether or not it was key to his success isn't, and he's 74 and he got better. Isn't everybody going to say, hey, give me what he got. I want what he's taking.
Yeah, of course. But that's what happened with hydroxychloroquine, right? So some people took hydroxychloroquine and got better, but there was no medical reason or pharmacological reason that drug should work. And it was proven later that it doesn't work. This is a much more scientifically founded drug because it was really developed in an appropriate fashion specifically for the treatment of coronavirus infections. However, whether or not it actually works or is critical to recovery is yet to be known. And that's the whole purpose of doing appropriately designed clinical trials. So, yeah, people are going to hear this and say, yeah, I want the drug. You know, I want compassionate use. The president got compassionate use. But that doesn't necessarily mean that when it's all said and done, that it's going to pan out to be an effective therapy. And I think this is one of the problems with everything that's going on right now. When we talked about the initial data from the Moderna vaccine trial, right? They gave their vaccine and were able to demonstrate really significantly increased antibody levels. But the fact is we don't know if those antibodies that were produced were actually protective against the coronavirus or not. So all of this right now is anecdote, and we have to avoid anecdote in these, you know, case studies as being what drives our treatment. We really need appropriately designed clinical trials that demonstrate that a drug is safe and effective.
So what does a doctor say when his patient comes in and says, I heard the president, he said that everybody should get the treatment he did. I'll have what he's having. What does a doctor say?
Well, you know, the doctor has to be honest and say, you know, the drug's not available. And because he's the president and he had the right staff to make a compassionate use request, they were able to get it. And that's not really the case for every one of us. But, you know, we have to be careful, because we also have to make sure that we're not scaring people away. So, for example, during the vice presidential debate the other night, we heard, you know, Mike Pence comment that, you know, some of the people from the opposing party were making people have fear about a vaccine. Well, that's also not good either. We have to look at it both ways. We have to, you know, keep our eyes, ears, and our minds open to what's being done. We certainly already people are skeptical about taking vaccines to begin with. So if we give people any reason to have any anxiety whatsoever, we may have a very, very, very effective vaccine that people are afraid of taking because they've heard press that scared them away from it. So we have to make sure that what we're doing is medically correct, and we really can't let the press and what people read in the news be what guides us. It has to be medically and scientifically sound. And I think it's the really unfortunate thing. I think about this every day, the really unfortunate thing about this disease becoming politicized. This really should be just about medicine and just about science. And I'm really disappointed that both political parties have turned this into an election issue. It just shouldn't be.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.